Joining us on the Vision Home Loans Newsline is Coach Chris Mayotte of the CC Tigers. And Coach, it seems like we had a little bit of a extended break, but back to work tomorrow against another nationally ranked team.
Yeah, a long break. Not one that you love mid-season. You kind of feel like you get out of your routine. But as a staff, it gave us an opportunity to kind of break down our game and make some adjustments and some improvements, allowed our team to get a little healthier, and then allowed us to get out on the road and do some recruiting. So I think it was I think we took advantage of it. I think it was a productive break, but not one that you really want mid-year. But like you said, back to work tomorrow, and we're excited.
Absolutely, and I think a little recruiting might be the understatement. What, 8 new Tigers announced just yesterday alone?
Yeah, we had those are our signings, and we probably have 2 other ones that are on their way in. Picked up another commitment from, or 2 other commitments last night from 2 young guys out of Minnesota. We've been busy. Even when we haven't had breaks, we've had at least 2 or 3 recruits in each week. So the assistants have been busy out there finding guys and getting them to campus, and so it's coming around. I think the recruiting trail is going well right now.
Absolutely, and with all that recruiting, I mean, you also have those games to tend to. What's the strategy? What are you guys looking at when it comes to taking on the Mavericks in Omaha tomorrow?
Well, they're a good team that's obviously had some success here early on. I think they transition really well. They break out really well. I think I was most impressed with their decor and watching their film. And so, we have to find a way to establish a forecheck and make the game hard on them. You go all the way back to the last time we played. We shut out Duluth on the road, and I think that's one of our, that's our blueprint, is be tough to play against, limit teams' opportunities, keep it a low-scoring game. And then we have to be able to capitalize on our opportunities and on our power plays and our specialty teams to give ourselves a chance.
Absolutely. And you mentioned that there was some pretty good work getting come together, some momentum being built during that early part of the season before this extended break. What do you say to the team? What's the message in the locker room, today or tomorrow heading into that matchup in Omaha to say, hey, let's put the break behind us. Let's get back on track.
Yeah, we've been talking about it all week, is that our mind has to be sharp, and I'm not worried about our bodies. The break for the bodies is good, but for the mind, it kind of lets it get loose and a little slow. And you try and mimic it as best you can in practice. We did some different things in practice this week to try and get our intensity up, to try and make it feel like game-like situations. But you really can't. Nothing mimics the game and the pressure of it and the consequence of decisions. So I think that's the biggest thing, is manage it early. Let us get our feet under us. Get up back up to game speed. Don't try and do too much too early, and then hopefully we kind of build that momentum as we get more into the game mode.
Well, Coach, we wish you all the best. The first of the weekend series tomorrow, right here on KRDO News Radio. Our pregame starts at 5:30 with a 6 o'clock puck drop as the Tigers taking on the Mavericks of Nebraska Omaha again Friday, Saturday. All those games right here on KRDO.com. Coach, thank you so much for joining us here on KRDO's Morning News. Can't wait to talk to you next week.
Thanks for having me. Go Tigers.